Seventh day.
Hail, Holy Joseph, hail. Teach us our flesh to tame, and Mary, keep thou hearts that love thy husband's name. Mother of Jesus, bless, and bless ye saints on high.
Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, O my lovable protector, Saint Joseph, that no one who has ever asked for your help or sought your protection being left unaided. Full of confidence in your powerful intercession, I hasten to you with all the fervor of my soul. Do not reject my prayer, O Father of the Redeemer, but in your goodness, deign to receive it. Amen.
At home in Nazareth, Jesus, already 6 years old, plays in the garden with a bowl of baked clay, little branches, and some pebbles. Joseph appears in the doorway, and in silence watches the little child with a heart full of joy. Jesus turns, smiling, sees Joseph and runs to him, arms outstretched.
Father!
A sweet dialogue begins. Jesus explains his work, his game, and the difficulties he runs into while doing them.
If only I could make a little lake and I'd float boats on it. But the water keeps spilling over the bowl and I can't stop it.
Joseph observes with interest.
Listen, tomorrow we will make a little lake, not with a chipped bowl, but with a wooden basin. I made a few small working tools just for you. You'll be able to learn with them.
Then I'll be able to help you.
So you will help me, and you will become a fine carpenter. Let me show them to you.
They enter the workshop. Joseph shows him the miniature tools that he has made. Hammer, saw, screwdriver, and a plane, all spread out on a small carpentry bench made especially for Jesus.
Look, to saw, you place the piece of wood in this way. Then you take the saw like this, being careful not to cut your fingers, and you saw. Now you try it.
Jesus' face turns red from the effort, but he tightens his lips, saws carefully, and then planes the little board.
Congratulations. This is very good. You see this board, Jesus? The more you work at it with love and patience, the more beautiful and the straighter it becomes.
Mary, standing in the background, watches them as they work. She smiles at the sight of Jesus' eagerness in handling the plane, and at Joseph's tenderness as he instructs him.
How much could families learn from the perfection of the bond that has always united my father and my mother? Joseph was the head. His word was the domestic law that we followed. And, in spite of that, what humility in him! Never an abuse of power, never an unreasonable decision. The wife was his gentle counselor, and if, in her profound humility, Mary considered herself as the servant of her husband, he drew wisdom from the one who was so full of grace, the light that guided him in all circumstances. And I was growing like a flower protected by two vigorous trees between two loves that were interlaced above me to protect and love me.
The bees buzz as they fly and dance in the sunlight, first from fig trees to vines, then to pomegranate trees loaded with ripening fruit. In the garden under the trees, Jesus plays with two small cousins about the same age. There's a knock at the door, and Joseph quickly crosses the garden and opens it.
Ah, peace to your face, and to you, Mary.
This is Joseph's brother and his wife, who had left their children in Mary and Joseph's care.
You had a nice trip?
Excellent, thank you. The children are well?
They're in the garden with Mary.
But their children are already running towards them. Mary follows, holding Jesus by the hand. The two sisters-in-law embrace.
Have they been good?
Absolutely. Is the family all well?
They're all fine. And those of Cana are sending you all these gifts. Grapes, apples, cheese, and honey. And for you, Joseph, I found exactly what you wanted for Jesus. It is on the cart, in the large round basket. Jesus, come a little closer. Do you know what I have for you? Have a guess.
Jesus ponders but finds no answer. Joseph comes in carrying a round basket that he places down on the floor in front of Jesus. He lifts the cover and...
Oh, a tiny white lamb.
Yes, a little tuft of wool.
For me?
You like it very much?
Oh, yes. It's so white and clean. A tiny little lamb.
I brought two for my sons. Keep them together and this will be your flock.
The other children come running. Jesus stays with his lamb. He carries it to the garden, gives it something to drink, and it follows him as if it had always known him. He names it Snow. The guests take their place at the table, and Mary serves them bread, olives, and cheese.
In buying these lambs, I hope I've resolved the quarrel between my boys. Joseph, you made me think of it. I said to myself, some time spent in school, some time with the lambs, and I'll manage to keep them quiet. Joseph, you and Mary must send Jesus to school this year. He's of age.
I will never send Jesus to school.
Why? The child must study to be able to undergo the examination when he comes of age.
Jesus will receive an education, but he will not go to school.
But he will be the only boy not attending school in Israel.
He may be the only one, but that is what we shall do. Is that not so, Joseph?
This is true. Jesus does not need to go to school. Mary was brought up in the temple where she became a true doctor in the science of the law. She will be his teacher. It is my wish as well.
You are spoiling the boy.
You cannot say that. He's the best child in Nazareth. Have you ever heard him cry? Seen him being fussy, refusing to obey, lacking respect?
That, no. But it will happen if you keep on coddling him.
Keeping our children close to us is not coddling them. It is loving them intelligently and with a kind heart. This is how we love him, our Jesus. And since Mary is better educated than the school teacher, she will be Jesus' teacher.
And when he is an adult, your Jesus will be a weakling.
Obvious!
Scared even of a fly.
No, he won't. Mary is a strong woman and knows how to give a firm education. Neither am I a weakling. Jesus is a created being without any physical and moral shortcomings. He therefore will grow straight and strong in body and spirit. Rest assured, Alphaeus, he will not bring shame on the family. Besides, the decision is final, and that is enough.
Mary has decided, and you?
Isn't it beautiful to see two persons who love each other be disposed to have the same view and the same will because each willingly embraces the views of the other and makes them his or her own? If Mary wanted unreasonable things, I would say no. But the things she requests are full of wisdom. I approve them and make them mine. We love each other as we did on the first day, and this will be so as long as we live. Is this not true, Mary?
Yes, Joseph. And we shall continue to love each other even if one of us should die without the other.
Joseph caresses Mary's head, and she looks at him with a peaceful and loving gaze.
Saint Joseph, model of workers.
With Joseph, model of good workers, Lord, we pray to you. Teach us to love our work. May we learn to accomplish it with justice and honesty. O Saint Joseph, by your example, may we learn to work with gratitude, joy, order, peace, moderation, and patience. Through our labor, teach us to use all the gifts we receive from God.
Our Heavenly Father, make yourself known as God. Make your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today the bread we need. Forgive us our wrongs against you, as we have forgiven those who have done wrong against us. Sustain us in our struggle against temptation, and deliver us from evil.
Hail, Queen of Heaven. Hail, Queen of Angels. Hail, fruitful branch. Hail, gate of heaven. Through you the light has risen on the world. Rejoice, O glorious virgin, fairest of all women. Hail, radiant splendor. Intercede with Christ on our behalf. Deign to accept my praise, O holy virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. God of mercy, grant us your help in our weakness. Grant that as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Mother of God, we may, with the help of her prayer, rise again from our sins. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Joseph, Father of Jesus, most pure spouse of the Virgin Mary, pray each day for us to Jesus himself, the Son of God, so that, strengthened by his grace, we may struggle as we should in life and be crowned by him in death. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I entrust my heart and my soul to you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me always and in my final struggle. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may my soul depart in peace and be with you always.